coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Thursday, September 19th. 2024. I'm Doug Hagman. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in this platform and me and in all that we present. And thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it. And speaking of support, you know, we do have some key corporate sponsors. And one of those is chuckdefense.com/Hagman. I'm going to tell you something. If you've ever wondered what happened to Chuck Norris, I've talked about this before. I'm gonna keep talking about it until you really kind of get into this. I saw a video that he made, which you can see on the screen. I was shocked. He's in his 80s. Actually, he's 84 years old. He's got more energy than I do. And when I saw this video, I was shocked. Again, in his 80s, still kicking behinds and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. Don't we all want that? And if you're not seeing what's coming, you're going to need an extra boost, because what's coming ain't pretty. Now, Chuck Norris did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife, she started doing it. She feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she has all-day energy, which is important. Now, Chuck Norris made a very special video. Again, this explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman or by clicking on the link below. This video is going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman, by the way. And click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You're not going to believe how simple it is. And you know Chuck Norris from the movies before. As a matter of fact, he's doing another movie. So great on him, man. He's really found his energy. Excuse me. Little hoarse today for some reason. I don't know why. So. With me is Steve Quill from stevequill.com, also Renaissance Precious Metals. Okay, if you are a serious investor, I'm going to say this right now, you better get on the gold and silver bandwagon, precious metals bandwagon. You know, look what the Fed did this week, okay? You think that is going to solve anything? No, and hell no. Folks, your safety in terms of your investments, precious metals. It's been that way 2,000 plus years. Go to Renaissance Precious Metals. You can see it on the screen. Okay, just go to stevequill.com and click on the link to Renaissance Precious Metals. Also, gen6.com too, for all of the intellectual products by Steve Quill, including and especially Earth and the Crosshairs. I'm telling you, wow, I got the video, and I'm going to say it just, you know, I watched it on the video, and I could watch that back to back probably all weekend. I'm serious. It's that good. Earth and the Crosshairs. Get your copy today. I'm going to start out by also saying this. You know, we're looking at a number of threats against all of us, and specifically President Trump. You know about the two assassination attempts by shooters. Now we had a attempted bombing, if you will. The bomb did not go off. And of course, Google and other fact checkers are saying, oh, that didn't happen. Well, yeah, it did. It did. In fact, it happened. It was a little bit more complex than the way it was reported. Steve and I will be talking about that. But here is one thing I want everyone to think of. We are about 48 days away, or roughly, from really this is seeing civil unrest like we've never seen before, especially if President Trump wins, which he's on track to win, but he's got to survive that period of time. And if he doesn't, all hell is going to break loose. I have a feeling all hell is going to break loose regardless because that's the intention here. But there's a statistic that came out, the Economic Collapse blog. I don't know how many people saw this very quickly, that Rasmussen, their poll of 1,000 registered voters conducted by RMG Research for the actually one specific news service, but spread across other services, asked Americans about Sunday's second assassination attempt on President Trump. There was a question that was asked, and here's the question. While it's always difficult to wish ill of another human being, would America be better off if Donald Trump had been killed last weekend? That was the question asked. 17% said yes. 14% said not sure. Well, I don't know how you, but anyway, that 17% calculates into 56.6 million people. And that number is a third, by the way, another poll with pure Democrats. That was almost a third, almost 30%. I think it was 28.5 or 28.6% said yes, that it would be. So think about the divide in this country and think about the chaos that is about to be unleashed in this country. Also, the what's happening with the cell phones, the pagers, transmitting devices, Hamas, Israel. We'll be talking about that too. And that is a real sales pitch for, let me just show you this, for the dark bags, darkbags.com. Steve and I are going to be talking about this too. But Steve, without any further ado, welcome to the show.
Well, Doug, it's a heavy-hearted day simply because there's so much evil going on. I want to make a statement. I know a lot of people, but over the last several days, they're saying the attempt on the group that was together with Donald Trump, they said that was another attempt. That was mustard gas. I posted on my website the whole, if you will, definition from National Institute of Health or something, but that is a chemical weapon. It's called a vesicant. It's also called Lewisite from the First World War. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was told that order came from, here you go, the highest ranks in the land, okay? The thing is that if they're going to resort, and they are, the higher form of killing, let me just say this. That was a good book on biological warfare. But I think, Doug, if you and I were to go together on a new book, we're not. We don't, neither one of us don't have time or the desire. But any form of killing, that will be their motto. And ladies and gentlemen, the uproar should be shouted from the rooftops. But again, I want to share something. Someone also contacted me, and for those of you who know former President Trump, you've got to get him, please, his attention to understand. The Secret Service changes teams. Those team members come from a pool of Secret Service team members. And the source that gave me the information, anonymous through a drop point, meaning they said this, if he doesn't give his Secret Service members on a daily basis, the ones that are going to guard him on an event. Now, that's not a big deal. You can do it, in a few, probably 6 or 7 hours prior to the event. They said, here's their words. He is a dead man at the hand of those closest to him. That's pretty shocking, but it really isn't. Because I watch mainstream press, Doug, you did too. They're sitting around talking about, well, who could have known his schedule a secret? Not to the Secret Service. Now, as an investigator, didn't that jump out to you a little bit?
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing, Steve. With respect to Sunday, last Sunday, there were only, this is information I've gotten from inside the Trump orbit of people. There are only 9 people that knew about that OTR off the record trip to the golf course. And the timing really, really stinks. If what we know to be true is true, where that would-be assassin was positioned for 12 hours in that area where the media congregate by the fence, which is known to the Secret Service. That has to be somebody very close to the inner circle, either of protection or of colleagues. And that would include Lindsey Graham, for example. That would include, well, anyone within a circle. I would suspect minus his family members. But again, so yeah, we're looking at a situation where I think that the Secret Service suspect number one, because you have commonalities between Florida and Butler, and another suspect pool would be the colleagues, including fellow politicians, if you will. And you know who I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, again, I came up with a statement, and it was true. It was true when Judas betrayed Jesus. Those closest to you do you. And unfortunately, if you don't mind the little things explode into big things. And now we've got a situation where the country's polarized. Doug, the left is arming and has been pre-position armed by the former president of the United States, has purchased of billions of dollars worth of firearms, of ammunition by the billions of rounds, night vision, I mean thermal optics. They have as good a stuff as U.S. military used to have. And the problem is that we hear of the list. We hear of the list. What's the very first thing Kamala Harris says she's going to do? She's going to go after the guns. Ladies and gentlemen, functionally, we do not have a constitution any longer. Isn't it strange that we have the greatest amount of violence in this country allowed in by the open borders, known terrorists, known foreign military, and they all have weapons? And even the left has weapons, but they've got to disarm the right. You know, unfortunately, Doug, talk to some people. Boy, they are the most non-violent or confrontational people in the world. And whether they're ex-Green Berets, or I don't know if you're an ex or, you know, a Tier 1 operator, Navy SEAL, Ranger, whatever. And these guys, they're just wonderful people. But they know that the push is coming, and all across the country, the people that can look, I don't expect an 80-year-old grandmother to grab a, you know, M134 minigun, but I wish there was one that was that lightweight. But the point being is it's going kinetic, and it is going kinetic whether you and I want it, and even those of us who pray, standing against the evil. Silence the face of evil is evil itself, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But look at how, I would say this, the narcosynthesis, that's a term I used 25 years ago on talk radio, a form of the anesthesia of the thinking capacity of, in essence, the American citizenry. It used to be an appalling thing that a president would be shot, murdered by insiders, obviously John F. Kennedy. Obviously, Bobby Kennedy knows who did it. He knows the major players. And now we're seeing almost like, Doug, a cheering session for the coming murder of Donald Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, the issue is simply this. We've gone from an active, freedom-loving nation to basically a bunch of people that are enthralled with entertainment. How about this, Doug? How about just looking at the numbers of people that watch? And I don't, so I know a few sports words like Super Bowl, but I have seen segments on the halftime show. I did see the opening series on the Olympics. How much more in your face can it get? That's a good question, Doug. How much more rank occultism, rank mockery of Jesus Christ, the absolute abrogation of any moral conscience, and anything goes. And I'll tell you what, another title for a good book would be Vampire Blood-Sucking Nation. Because what we're doing to the children, what governors are saying, that you can't inform the parents that little Johnny wants to convert to be little Jilly, You know, in essence, we are watching the total destruction. I make no apologies about it. As long as you and I have been doing talk radio together, it's genocide, it's the annihilation of the human race, and it's human extinction. That it can't get any plainer than that. Reproduction rates, all that stuff. But you just add it all up. We're a dead and dying nation. We stood upon, I would say, the sacrifice of heroes. And now what we've got is we've got a woke, broke military. And, Doug, we're in the time now where the stuff we're going to talk about in the rest of the show, we're past the point of bluffing. There is only one way to account for taking on four armies. The United States wants to fight Russia, China, Iran, and also possibly North Korea also. And the thing is that we can't even handle the situation of the Houthis in the Middle East. Now, we're seeing an escalation of technology, which brings me to the fact that people had better recognize something. I'm the guy almost 20 years ago, maybe longer than that, that brought out the fact given to me from somebody who ultimately died, the fact of the red, the blue, and the green list. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I heard every variation of that. But as a guy that broke it, and this isn't a thing of ego, but back then they had lists. They had lists of Americans they had to murder. Even the days of Weather Underground, those days was 36, 37 million. I think it's now proportionally, up around 125 million. That should make everybody who cares about life, their children's life, their grandchildren's life, sit up and take notice. But, again, we have been anesthetized. We've been put to sleep. We're in a state of, I would say this, an alert coma. As long as we stay in that coma, as long as we keep the channels open, we're being neurolinguistically programmed. That's what network news does. When anybody sees the same story, the same byline, the same conclusion, that's all orchestrated, ladies and gentlemen. I'll call it the choreograph of death. And so what's important is in the statistics you just opened up with is, do you understand? And I understand? This is rhetorical. There are people that want us dead that have lost all moral basing on right and wrong, life and death. And I'm sorry, but we have become, instead of a vibrant, joyful, happy nation, this nation is in what I would call pre-conflict mourning, okay? The conflict is coming, and I can't stop it. You can't stop it. I've tried to at least make people aware of it. Alex has, you have, obviously Mike Adams and the others. I'm not saying we're exclusive. I'm just saying those are the ones I'm familiar with. So now we jump to Lebanon. And Eric, do you have one of those stories, just in case somebody doesn't know what's going on, that you can put up? Or Doug, you want to? Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Doug, and read the headlines.
Hundreds of Hezbollah pagers explode across Lebanon, injuring thousands. And again, now these pagers, just so people know, were passed out by the Hezbollah leadership. Well, Mossad had interjected their stuff in between, but Hezbollah leadership to the Hezbollah soldiers or agents of Hezbollah across Lebanon and other areas. And I should add, too, that two-way radio communications, solar panels, and some other items are being detonated as we speak. Go ahead.
Also, one factor in this, besides the PETN, which is the explosive that was put in some of the cell phones, is the electromagnetic pulse weapons that are space-based weapons platforms. A lot of people think the high frontier, when Danny Graham, obviously the head of, I think he was Air Force, that headed up high frontier, those never went away, Doug. All talk of them ceased, but we have space-based weapons programs. So do Russians. And the point that's critical is when you can focus that EMP beam, and it's super, super powerful, but people don't understand. This isn't Buck Rogers time, but how do things like quote, the Maui fires happen? How do things like the California fires happen? How do cars melt? And what's important, yeah, watch this, everybody. That's just from cell phones. And the guy in the baseball hat on screen left, I mean, these people are being blown up, blown to pieces. Now, here's the thing. So many people who have been assassinated have been tracked, whacked is another term for murder, and stacked. That means their bodies just go in a grave someplace. Maybe it's on top of others, or just indiscriminate. They took them out. And, you know, I want people to understand something. When we're talking about products like Go Dark Bags, this is a life-o-mercial. Let me make it clear. Life-o-mercial. If any of those people had known what the Hagman listeners know, simply putting this hell phone in the bag, and it's really critical, ladies and gentlemen, it has to be folded over twice. There can be no anything showing, but that would have saved a lot of these people's lives. And you can get these, obviously, godark.com or the satellite phone store. You can link to it, beready123.com. So in essence, this is the best solution I think that people could have. And Doug, it would have saved a lot of lives. And now it also, no one's talking about the space-based weapons platform part of this. And I think it's critical that people understand there are no rules anymore. Everything is on the table. Recognizing that we're like a bunch of shooting arcade targets, whether we're ducks in a row, you knock over the ducks, whether we're spinning our wheels like the spinning wheels, whether they're the newer shooting galleries that are electronic. Everybody must understand something. If you believe you're on a list, if you're pro this or pro that, anything other than being a left-wing Marxist, communist, Democrat, and I got to tell you something, where is the outrage of, quote, the good Democrats, and there are some, maybe a handful, saying this is wrong, and again, wrong, openly promoting the assassination of a former president. That's wrong. But you see, there is no right and wrong in America anymore. We are a lawless nation. And so the Go Dark Bags, and this is important, I just dropped mine on the floor on purpose, but the Go Dark Bags can save a lot of people a lot of hassle and also save your life. It's important to understand that geofencing, GEO, like geology fencing, these are some of the most amazing bags. And if you have a cell phone, a satellite phone, walkie-talkies, a laptop, any form of lithium-ion battery power device, you want to have in a dark bag. And that's why they make the bigger, almost like dry bags that are dark bags on the right screen. If you can put that one back, Eric. The big bags, there you go. The big bags on your right, the two right, you can put a lot of stuff in there. And again, what I want people to understand, and this is hard, this is really hard, they've made it convenience. And I would call this, maybe Doug, a good title for this show, the convenience of the kill, okay? The convenience of the kill. Note, everyone who's on any list, red, blue, green list, anyone who has drawn the attention and the ire of the powers that be, they can be tagged too, you know, and I'm tagged. That means taken out, even with portable handheld EMP devices. They don't have to be based on a satellite, but the satellite will, how do I say this, get more territory faster than anything else. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I call this my dump bag. I take my phone. My satellite phone's kept in another one, other room, and I put it in. And what's interesting, I put it in, and then I seal it up. And in essence, I'm doing that with my laptop from now on. I haven't been. The story that we're talking about in Lebanon, ladies and gentlemen, do you know how many people have been murdered by their cell phone location devices? People say, well, I'll turn it off. That doesn't do any good. People say, well, I'll take out the battery. Good luck trying to find it in an iPhone.
You can't.
iPhones are soldered being in. You hacked can't. And hacked.
Yeah, you cannot take a battery out of the iPhone. Yep. I mean, you could if you really wanted to. You'd have to resolder it back in. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's only one way to take the battery out of an iPhone. That's with a 12-gauge rifled slug, multiples, and then steamrolling the sucker, okay? And I want to do a video like that. You know, maybe I get my mobility back. You know, I'm getting it slowly, but after knee replacement. But the point is that would you ever have thought, come on, I want to talk to everybody out there that's American. The flashback, the blowback, Mad Max is not a thing to be welcomed. Mad Max is going to be the most horrible thing. It's going to be so bad that the words of Jesus, now I don't know how bad it's going to be in all realms. I know how bad it's going to be in many realms. Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor will be again. And if God the Father didn't shorten the time for the elect's sake, that's people who love Jesus, well, the last thing devils going to hell want, or the global Illuminati that are going to go spend hell and eternity in hell with Lucifer, Satan by his adversarial role, you know, they don't want anybody telling the truth, because our whole country now has gone from truth, gone from acknowledging God's word as truth. Remember, we used to have to take an oath on the Bible. Well, the point being is that we have become a total reprobate nation. And I've told Greg Hunter, he says, not all of us. I said, I'm not talking about all of us. I'm talking about the majority who are silent, who will not speak up. And guess what? You know this, rhinos, Republicans in name only. I call them, I've got some great zombie cons, you know, because they are zombies in my opinion. So what does my opinion or your opinion matter at the end of the day? If we save one person's life, I'm not talking about eternity. Only Jesus can save people for eternity. But if we get somebody thinking, you know what? I like that idea of a dark bag. I like that idea of going dark. And obviously, I understand when you take the cell phone out or whatever, it will give a signal and they'll know. The purpose of the go dark bag is to keep parasites, there you go, electroparasites from grabbing your data, grabbing your code, especially on your key fobs. I think that's one of the things that people don't understand. And here's another thing. Most of us have garage door openers. We have them on the visor, or we have them on buttons we can press that are hooked up to our electronics in our car. Those are capturable codes also. So again, I think it's important to what we don't know has killed us as a country. What we're going to see is a playing out of little pieces of things that add up. And now you see the whole focus fury of the communist overthrow coming at the entire country to destroy it all. Look, I live in Bozeman, Montana, and they have a city commission here that basically voted Bozeman's too white. And that's a WTF does that mean? Well, they go into great detail. And Bozeman wants to reproduce Springfield, Illinois, or Missouri? Springfield,
Ohio.
Ohio, okay, there are three of them. So, Ohio. But they want to bring that into Bozeman. And ladies and gentlemen, Bozeman's housing has been going up literally by the hundreds of units, in some areas, 1,000 units in a year. And guess who they're preparing them for? So we've got a city commission. We're a 15-minute city. And I can't wait for events to take place, and I no longer have to live here. And it's my choice, but you got to sell stuff, you got to do stuff. But the point is that that's what's happening, Doug. And what they do is they pick out, they, the communist powers that be. Remember this, we had a nation that was composed of Americans. They weren't Afro-Americans at first. They weren't, Irish-Americans, although there are identities within that. But when everything went away and you had the black nation or this nation or that nation, our cohesiveness went away too. And now we are a country divided against itself. It shall not stand. Again, Jesus made it easy. A house divided against itself can't stand. You can't live with a quarrelsome woman and have a happy marriage or vice versa. You know, one thing I don't do is marriage counseling. The thing is that we're at this point now that what more? Here's a question, Doug. What more do people have to see before they believe that the United States they have known is gone and that we are under siege by the most orchestrated, focused communist takeover and takedown that has ever existed? What more can they see? What more do they have to see?
You know, that question, to me, that's a very interesting question. I don't have an answer to that. All I can say is when I see people on the street, these on the man, women on the street interviews, when I see those taking place, and people are asked, who are you going to vote for? As one example, Harris or Trump, and somebody will say Harris, and the person will say, why? What comes next is nonsensical, generally speaking. Even some on the Trump side, admittedly, okay, but especially on the left, a lot of it is hollow. So I really think that there is a complacency / laziness element. There is a stupidity element, or one of ignorance, maybe not stupidity, but of ignorance, where the people are just shown the corporate media talking points and they believe that, never do their own research. You saw what happened during the COVID and all that, the masks and the injections. So I think we have been dumbed down as a nation. Everyone has, throughout the West. But what really galls me, Steve, is what more do people need to see? My question is to that is, what more will we take before we act upon what is being thrust upon us and shoved down our throat? That's my question. I mean, our veterans are being displaced. Even the homeless are being displaced by these illegals. There are so many things that are taking place that ordinarily any person of normal sensibilities would not allow. So I would, what more is it going to take for people to act as opposed to maybe what more do people need to see? You know, that's kind of where I'm coming from. Go ahead, sir.
Sure. And I think, Doug, that denial, apathy, and indifference, as long as you feel good. Listen, I'm not a psychologist, thank God. I'm not a psychiatrist, thank God. But the point is it doesn't take much to see the glare of and the joy and the jumping of sports fans. You know, I mean, isn't it interesting if you say, thank you, Jesus. You lift your hands and you praise God. You're a fanatic. But if you're out there bare-chested with, I don't know, whatever, the basketball, baseball team, whatever it is, you know, and crazy hats and makeup and stuff, then that's just acceptable fan behavior. We have been dumbed down. We have been numbed down. We have been stripped of our heritage. You know, Michael Savage was talking about this a long time ago, borders, language, culture. And Michael made a clear definition and delineation. When you lose your borders, you will lose your language. Obviously, there's a lot of languages being spoken. And I tell everybody, well, pretty soon it'll all be one language. It'll be called communique, you know, as in communist. But borders, language, culture. Look at what they've done to our culture. We have real heroes. We have real men and women. We have amazing, we put up monuments to them. And then we let the liberal left, rear ends of a rear end, come in and tear it all down. Where are the, listen, I got to tell you something. I now call Washington District of, district, I call it Demonic Central, but it's the aquarium, okay? Because we have everything floating in that aquarium. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, everybody stays fixed. Name one promise that, let's say this, that has ever been followed through on that so-and-so didn't want to add amendments to it and stuff. We're beyond that, Doug. We are now apolitical. We are a pre-revolutionary society. This is my opinion. And the polarization in this country will become more and more defined. Do you know what the flashpoint is? Try when the credit cards are shut off. I'd encourage everybody to go to downdetector.com and see, for instance, when Chase goes off, Chase Manhattan or Fidelity. Start watching the areas of the country. Right now, it's pretty much the economic banking sector. Oh, let's take Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett just dumped, let's say, some people say $5 billion, some say $7 billion. In Bank of America stock. We've been warning everybody on the Hagman Report, get your money out of that bank. In essence, what no one was talking about is how many total shares of Bank of America were sold by people who watch one of the smartest investors in the world, if not the smartest investor, watching him do what he did. That's a huge signal. So we can't compete, but we can learn from the leader of the pack. But here's the what happens, Doug. Let me give you the scenario. Day X. Day X is where the global elite said it's time to pull the plug on America's access to credit. Instantly, everyone's credit card, debit card, ATM cards don't work anymore. They then go to their computer and they see, oh, they've got, let's say, $1,000 in their account. They go to the ATM and the ATM pops up with a message saying, due to technical difficulties, your money is unavailable at this point. At what point does everything that's unavailable, this isn't fear porn. By the way, conspiracy theory, I put up a story yesterday how the CIA carefully crafted that statement. Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. People need to understand where these words come from. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I know I think, folks, that's why you have to go to and bookmark stevequayle.com. Sorry about that. I just swallowed my lozenge. Stevequayle.com. You have to bookmark that website and follow the stories he posts. I'm telling you right now. You need to know where these words originate and who brought them to the surface. Go ahead, sir.
Well, fear-mongering, that's again, ladies and gentlemen, this is neuro-linguistic programming. They say or they invent a word. That's why I'm inventing words, because I don't want the bastardization of let's say this, someone trying to make a word what it isn't. I'll just make my words up and define them on the spot. If I'm the originator of the word, then people can say, hey, I first heard Steve say that. But the point is that it's not about being first or clever. It's about coming up with words that encapsulate thoughts, that encapsulate emotion. Not just that basically, who would have thought that woke meant what it means now? You know, did you see where the good ship lolly flop? That's what I'm calling that newest submarine that was just commissioned by the U.S. Navy. Their claim to fame is not technology, not advanced torpedoes, not advanced sensing of others. You know what it was? It was the first woke crew of both men and women. Did you see that story?
Yes, I did. And expect the problems. Oh, boy, are we going to have problems. But go on. Go on. Yeah.
Well, you know, at least you can say that, you know, the old attribution that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, what will it be? And I really think they should paint that submarine rainbow colors, you know, and I'm not kidding. I mean, I watch. I go into great detail. You know this. We've done it on your show. Private briefings are go into monstrous detail on the advances in Russian submarine warfare, advances in their look. When you tell the truth anymore, it's you're accused of being a Russian agent or a Chinese agent or whatever. North Korea has hypersonic missiles. China has no hypersonic missiles. They have Mach 24 glide bombs. Mach 24, that's pretty fast, you guys. That's like 18,000 plus miles per hour. And certainly, you know, missiles fly that. But I'm talking about glide vehicles. I'm talking about stuff that enters the atmosphere and then has multiple independent reentry vehicles that you, me, the West, cannot intercept. But so,
But we have a woke submarine crew. Come on. Who's going to beat that?
Well, a Wolf submarine crew is, it won't, unless they're dealing with underwater sheep, look, it's how do you tell the truth when people just have this assumption? Well, we're the biggest, most powerful Navy in the world. This is what I just got in an argument with, somebody. And I said, we're not. Well, what do you mean we're not? I said, do you realize the Houthis have demonstrated that missiles that cost less than $1 million or drones that can cost up to $100,000, $200,000 have just pretty much nailed the surface ships of navies? They're no longer practical. Aircraft carriers, are you kidding me? Still the truth has never come out on the Eisenhower. And what's problematic, Doug, is that the technology, as it gets more advanced, gets cheaper and cheaper. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you watch the advance of drone swarms, hundreds, if not thousands of swarms of micro-explosive carrying aerial vehicles, and you can have any type of capture or radio transmission device, but if one of them gets through and you're the target, guess what? Sayonara, it's eternity, and you better know where you're going this side of eternity, because there's too many surprises for those who say, when you're dead, you're dead. Only on your physical life here, The thing is that I think it's interesting, Doug, that people knowingly choose hell, but on the basis of false evidence. It's not the Hotel California where you can always check in, you can never check out. It's not you can choose your champagne. Why is that such a popular song? I believe that's such a popular song, which, by the way, I think it's a great song, and especially the guitar playing on it. But the point is that why is it so mundane? I've heard it over and over. When I die, there's nothing there. Not true. You can go on YouTube and see hundreds, maybe thousands of out-of-body experience people who've gone to heaven and people who've gone to hell. So it's important, I think, for people to decide where they're going to stand. Because, Doug, 48 days, however many days, it's going to get nastier. And please, ladies and gentlemen, understand, if you are in any rallies of consequence with any numbers of people, you better choose wisely the conference and choose the angle at which you're seated stage. You don't want to be in the middle of the group. Plus, I was like sitting in the gunfighter's position. That's the farthest back, and you can cover all of your entrances and exit and continually scanning. Doug, people sit fixed on their television screen. And when Orwell coined the term telepresence was really a good term, because you can't walk into a major supermarket, especially during the holidays, and not see the newest, whatever screen. I mean, what is it, 60, 70, 80 inches. Now they've got even walls that turn into TV screen. And so, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, when these guys wrote about the future, they were insiders. They're telling you what's going to happen. And, Doug, that's another thing that I want people to understand. On Earth and the Crosshairs, so much of the information and data has been proven, as in Stargates, as in UFOs, UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. More and more people, because they got better cell phone cameras, are catching orbs, secret spacecraft, and then the guy that takes the photos is hounded by the federal government, men in black. I think it's important that we recognize this. We're not going back to normal. I said that at a conference in Branson, Missouri, I don't know, 5 years ago, whatever. And I think it's important that people, dial down their expectations. Look at what they've done, ladies and gentlemen, to the food. Look at the restaurant chains that are going out of business. Look at the costs of food. Look at the, the dirt bags that are pushing genetically modified food. They want one thing. They want you mutating and dead. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, the Western Europe, they have bought the lie, and we can watch them die. We could have watched it in London. We could have watched it in Paris. We could have watched it in Berlin, still do watch it in Berlin. Every place that has opened up their borders to unlimited immigration, let's go to Sweden. Do you know in Sweden, the rapist has more legal rights than the person that's raped?
Ridiculous, yes. That's
insanity. So here's the thing. You can no longer reason with insanity. I think I want people to take this away from at least what I'm saying today. You cannot reason with insanity. You're trying to understand why people want you dead won't keep you from dying. You must act and react in a way that you've already anticipated the worst case and to the best of your ability prayed for it and gotten ready for it. Obviously, intercessors play an important role in the end days, because the scripture says, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. But it also says in the word of God that the testimony of Jesus, spirit of prophecy. How many times, I want everyone to think of this question. How many times as a former Christian nation do you even hear the name of Jesus? You don't need to run the clock out on that. How many times?
Rarely.
You don't.
No.
Because the NFL, if you hear the statements coming out from their leadership, man, they punish athletes. They won't let them pray. They won't let them say, I praise God. In essence, the tongue of the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ are being silenced. You know, we're watching the vilification of churches. We're watching the attack on churches. We're watching beginning outbreaks of literally gun violence on churches. Any member who is watching this of a church, learn to consider the options that you have. If somebody comes in because they don't like Christians and your family is there, there's multiple stories of how one person with a handgun have stopped incredible slaughter. And so it's important, I think, that people understand we are a siege, Doug. I think that's the best thing I would like to say. We must understand our nation is under siege. It doesn't get better by our silence. It doesn't get better by our cowardice. It doesn't get better by hoping, hopium, okay? It doesn't get better by, I just bought some mushrooms. And I'm talking psychedelics. And God, did I have an experience? Well, I got news from him. The mushroom images are not going to deliver him with a guy that wants to blast him, which brings me up to the other point. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that now everything is in the realm, and we'll soon, this will be true, so this is a little bit ahead of time, but the backpacks and the ballistic backpacks that are available, I think, Doug, you can hold yours up. I'm broadcasting from my home and not the office, but it's important that people recognize that, you know, on GoDark.com, that even the backpacks have RF protection in them, and also ballistics. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a ballistics backpack, this is a go-dark bag. If you hold it up the window, that's a nice thing, especially if somebody, thank you, right there, escape zone. Somebody, if they're firing like this, you don't have to be worried, okay? I'll let that action speak for itself. Closed eyes and like this, or even some guy that buys a machine gun. There we go, escape zone, dual protection, Faraday ballistic backpack. I tell you this, anybody that thinks they're on a list better have the product on the left, because it kills two birds with one stone. You can shield your RF signals, and you can also have ballistic protection for handgun. Somebody said, well, that just covers my back. Well, chances are you're going to be running from something, not running to something. And again, we're watching the laptop, Faraday shoulder bag on the right. This is really high quality stuff. So again, anybody wants to complain, oh, I hate those commercials, go have your diapers changed. These are life commercials. We're talking about saving your life. Well, I just don't think I'll ever have that happen. How many people who are dead wish they never would have made that statement?
You know, and especially today, and help me out with this in the time we have. I think we as American citizens, as Christian conservatives, I think we are fighting on three different fronts. And again, you correct me or add to this or whatever, but obviously we have a threat from foreign adversaries, for enemies outside of the U.S. Again, against specifically Christian conservatives. Now, against the West in general, but very specific Christian conservatives. We also have a domestic fight, and that is the left versus the right, or the demonic, communist, ungodly versus the Christian conservatives specifically. And then you have the patriotic and Christian element of the population that are getting pummeled by our government, that we're going to end up having to fight our own government. So there's three fronts that are attacking us or will attack us simultaneously. Is that kind of, does that cover the scope of our enemies?
Yeah, I think there's actually the fourth, okay?
All right.
The fourth is strangers from without will possess us from within. We hear the Chinese own this amount of farmland. And by the way, the technological lead that the West had was taken to China when the whole, if you will, internet age and all of the surveillance state issues that we're seeing in China, all that stuff was pretty much designed by U.S. firms. They couldn't design it in the United States because there were laws against it. They move it to China. And based on the history of China, ladies and gentlemen, China is the force to be reckoned with because of their advances. And I have a whole reason I should do a show on just China. Look at who invented gunpowder. Look who had the most sophisticated astronomy in the day. And by the way, it wasn't the Sumerians. Look at who invented everything from seismographs for recording volcanoes and earthquakes. And look at where they are today. They can stand on one side of a crevasse or a ravine. They have equipment that they can literally build the buildings or build the bridges while the equipment is on anchored to one side and just lay down a bridge in front of it. Have you ever seen that? It's remarkable. So here, where is our innovation? Our innovation went to China. We're not going to win. And by the way, Chinese language, ancient Chinese, has got, I think, 116,000, 126,000 characters. And each character in the Chinese language expresses a thought. It doesn't express just a vowel or a syllable. It expresses a thought. And that's why our glyph project are taking all the ancient symbols, all the ancient writings, the stuff that's on stone, the ones we can find, ancient Sumerian cuneiform tablets, the ones that have already been deciphered, and putting that into supercomputers and coming up with the language of the fallen angels and actual demons. And Doug, it's interesting. And this is going to, we'll be announcing the conference, which you and I are going to be hosting. It'll be online. And it's actually an event. It's not a conference. Our entire Glyph team will be answering the questions. Anybody who enrolls it can ask a question. Obviously, a lot of people, but it'll be presented in such a way that you'll have your questions answered. And I'll tell you this, you can go back to the Table of Kings, the Sumerians. Now, the Table of Kings, some of them go back, the interpretation goes back 460,000 years before the creation of Adam and Eve, when the gods ruled the earth. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, the time of the angelic civilization on earth that rebelled against the living God. That's where all the megaliths come from. You know, if you see what's on top of the surface in the Giza Plateau, meaning where the three big pyramids are and all of the temples, when you understand that there's a city underneath that area that's, I believe it's 100 square miles. And I actually talked to somebody that wired the command centers that are down there. 100 square miles is a big place. And it's the city of giants. So in essence, our glyph presentations, it's going to be called a mega event. Doug and I are going to host it, and you're going to have your mind blown. Because now it's time, after 3 years, and we're doing this, Doug, it's plain to see, so we can continue to fund the Glyph Project, because it got put on hold. But what's interesting, and it doesn't matter if it's the Nazi spacecraft, it doesn't matter if it's the Vimanas of India, doesn't matter if we're finding strange artifacts, the glyphs have, the fallen angels have their own language that carries through from the time of the rebellion all the way through to today. And what's interesting is the amount of evil. And the two themes in that are destroying mankind by the genetic manipulation. Guess what else it is? It's by the impregnation or infestation of the
We just had something happen there. Did you see that?
A thumbs up. It looked like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened there, but I guess somebody's internet connection is unstable. Gee, I wonder why at this moment in time with what you're talking about. The Glyph Project, however, folks, if I can just, while that gets corrected, if I could just say this, I'm excited for what Steve has put together and what he's allowing this platform to offer. The information that's going to come out of this is going to just be fantastic. Eric the Tech, tell me when I should stop talking. Okay, you should be fine, sir. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny because the internet is unstable. I would say this, the foundation of the United States now is crashing. And how much time do we have?
We got about 2 minutes, roughly.
Okay. If it's time, Eric, I can talk over if you'll put up that thing I sent you on Russia's response to the Ukraine. They're talking about the, there we go. Russia threatens using father of all bombs on Ukraine that is as lethal as a nuke strike. What's next for Kiev? They're talking about a overdriven explosion or a fuel air explosion or a thermobaric explosion, meaning barometric. You get your initial explosion, then the gas that's created is also charged. But this is going beyond that. And I'll just tell everybody, when you see that event taking place over Ukraine, you'll know that all of these, quote, oh, you're just fear mongers. They're going to level. Russia are going to level the Ukraine, and it's going to be very, very apparent to everybody that they're through screwing around with a lying bunch of the West. That's a true statement. I'm not a Russian agent, can't speak the language, but I admire the fact that they're nationalists, and that's what the globalists hate. They hate the fact that Trump is a nationalist, believes in the country. Putin is a nationalist, believes in the country. And ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to the Saul Alinsky crap that comes out on Trump, continually hitting our values of the Constitution, or President Putin. They did the same thing to President Putin. They, the communists, the elitists, the globalists, that they did to Trump. They singled him out and they kept hammering. But he can hammer back.
Amen. And I think we have to keep watch on that. The neocons, the warmongers here in the West, they want World War III so bad, depopulation, and to keep their money machine rolling. Steve, I want to say thank you so much. I'm looking forward to doing that project with you, or you having being allowed to host a project on this platform. I'm really excited about that. More on that next time, later. Watch
SteveQuayle.com. Yes, next time. Thank you, Doug. God bless you, and God bless everyone.
All right. God bless you, Steve. Hagman out.